Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, if you want to see an excited young man drive Dema Mixon to Sandersville and bring him to the Bocoma Casino, he's like a kid at Christmas time. Did you enjoy the drive over?
Not really. We just heard Kelly complaining the whole freaking way.
He didn't really stop, did he? He got in the car complaining and was complaining when we got out of the car.
I'm just glad we're at least on the air.
Because
if we would have driven all the way here, Kelly, and not gotten this show in, I would have made Jessica buy us lunch.
You know, the second time this week you've used the word freaking, young man.
You know, and
it's not as bad as what Bob said on Wednesday.
You're going to bed without dinner.
Did you notice, and I know this didn't really shock you, but when it came time to unload all the gear, he's like Houdini.
No, let me just say
vanishes.
Let me just say this. This is the exact dialogue that happened. Hey, I don't know where we're going to set up. Maybe we should set up in the sports book. Kelly says, "Oh yeah, well why don't we go ahead and set up over there? Then we don't have to move it." And then me replied, "Kelly, you won't be the one setting up or moving it. I can guarantee you that."
Hey, who got you your soft drink? Who showed you where the soft drinks were?
You didn't get it for me.
Today.
You pointed while you were slurping your own.
Okay, you guys gonna have to start behaving. We're at Bocoma Casino on the road.
He needs to respect his elders.
On the
Kelly,
road.
Put the sports book down there.
Yeah,
there,
put the parlay sheet down and earn your money.
Me and my man over here are getting ready to get rich.
We're at Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. We're happy to be here. We are in the sports book, and we really want to thank Michelle York. We had some issues that when we got over here, internet issues, and she saved us and got us hardwired about 2 minutes before we went on the air, so thanks to Michelle. Also want to thank Thomas Ashworth. He works for AL.com. He covers Jacksonville State University. We're grateful that he came on our program today. And, Thomas, there'll be a little bit of delay since we're on location. But you were telling me before we came on the air that you're pretty much like us. You really have no idea what to expect tomorrow night, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's a little bit better than last year's game. I think I fell asleep at halftime of that one. But, I do think that both teams, obviously, a lot of new faces. So it's a big question mark. I think it's probably the biggest question mark of the whole season for both teams.
Well, I want to thank you for bringing up last year's game, Thomas. We really do appreciate that.
I don't drink.
You said you went to bed at halftime. I actually started drinking at halftime, and I'm hoping that I don't have to repeat that as well. But all seriousness, I'm going to tell you, Thomas, we were talking about it the other day. That was a turning point in a negative way for Southern Miss last year. Jacksonville State thoroughly, completely, and totally dominated the Golden Eagles. So that has to give you some optimism coming into tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, and it was actually last year the starting point of an 8-game win streak for Jacksonville State that would go on and they would lose their last regular season game, but just blow out Western Kentucky for a conference championship. So it was, you kind of saw how both programs took that and ran with it. But I mean, it's totally new faces. I think that there's 50 new faces for Jacksonville State this season, and obviously there's more for Southern Miss this season. And granted, some of that's just due to the nature of Group of Five football nowadays with the transfer portal and NIL and all that stuff that looked so different 5 years ago. But I mean, it's just a completely different rosters and obviously new head coaches who are very familiar with each other. So I mean, I don't think it'll be like last year's, but yeah, if it is, then hopefully we will not be sleeping or doing anything else at halftime.
Thomas, it's no secret that Jacksonville State likes to run the ball. It's what they've done all season. Do you think that them playing Southern Miss this weekend might be one of the best fronts that they're going to face all season?
I mean, I think so. I think that Coach Kelly kind of hit the nail on the head. They had a tough start to the year. I mean, I say tough in that it's a difficult schedule. Maybe not on paper, but UCF, obviously. They're still undefeated, but they lost 17-10 there. Beat preseason favorite Liberty, who's, you know, doesn't look like themselves this year. And Georgia Southern is always very good. So Southern Miss, they obviously, he said they have athletes all over the field, and they do. I mean, a lot of those players have championship DNA from that last year's championship at Marshall with Coach Huff. But it's a little bit different than last year, obviously. Rich Rodriguez is very on the end of the spectrum in the sense of they're going to run the ball 100 times a game. And that's the Rich Rod offense. But Coach Kelly, he has two really good running backs. Cam Cook has established himself as one of the best running backs, not just in Group of Five, but in all of college football. I think he ranks in the top five for total rushing yardage and leads the nation in total carries. Andrew Paul is a guy who transferred from Georgia a couple of years ago. He's been out with an injury, but he's expected to be back this week against Southern Miss. But they have a lot of really young guys as well. I thought Christian Lando is another guy who ran the ball really well against Murray State in Paul's absence. So they have some guys who can certainly run the ball. And then you look at quarterback Gavin Wimsett. I think he ranks sixth or seventh or eighth or somewhere around there in for Conference USA in rushing yards. Leads the team in touchdowns with four. I mean, I think he's averaging over 5 yards a carry. So he's a threat on the ground as well. And obviously Jacksonville State would like to mix it up with Clint Trickett, a guy that you guys are familiar with as well, I'm sure. He mixes it up with his schemes as well. But they're probably going to run the ball and they're going to try to establish their will. But they do have some receivers that can make some plays. But a lot of it has been running it down their throat or some quick screen passes that are taken.
Thomas, as a guy who's covered the Gamecocks, new coaching staff, all these new faces, what aspect of the Gamecock game has been the biggest surprise to you, considering all those changes?
I think the carryover of success. I mean, I don't think the Jacksonville State has had a particularly easy start to the schedule, but in every single game they've been in it, and it doesn't seem like they've lost a step from last season. And a lot of those guys, obviously, most of the starters are different. But I think this coaching staff, obviously, if you take the head coaches out of the equation, just because Coach Kelly is a guy, this is his first season as a head coach, and Rich Rodriguez might be on, the Mount Rushmore of offensive minds in college football. But I think this coaching staff might be better than last year's if we're talking about position-by-position position guys. In that staff, but this coaching staff is really good. But this is a disciplined football team. In the first three games of the season, I think they had, I think that they ranked in the top 10 for least penalties. They're just playing really disciplined football right now, and I think that's a carryover of, the locker room DNA, championship DNA they've had over the last few seasons with Rich Rod there, and obviously a lot of success in FCS. But I think it's just really disciplined football right out of the gate, which is tough to see, especially when you're talking about a bunch of new players on the football field.
Well, that doesn't sound really good for Southern Miss, but I'm going to assume that the guys that play for Jacksonville State come over here with a lot of confidence based on last year and based on the way you've described their play so far this year.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Obviously, like you said, that was a Southern Miss team. I think that there were almost as many turnovers as points for that team in the last year's game. But and they've, obviously they've were ready for the season to be over by that point, it seemed like. But I think that Charles Huff is an established coach. He's come from the same locker room that Coach Kelly has under Nick Saban. So he knows how to win, and he knows, obviously, the mind that both Charles Kelly and Clint Trickett have. So I think that's definitely an advantage for Southern Miss in this one, that Coach Huff knows them so well.
What do you think that the Gamecocks are expecting out of the Eagles, Thomas?
I mean, it seems like from what Coach Kelly says, they just have athletes all over the field. I think there's a lot of similarities when you look at it on paper of both teams. I think that it may not look like it on paper, but Jack State certainly has some receivers that can make some plays. Michael Pettway is a guy. This is his seventh year of college football. Caleb Coombs is a guy who has been in the Sun Belt and had success at Marshall. I think that Gavin Wimsett's a guy who can throw the ball, but he can also get out of the pocket. And I think that the quarterback's battle will be really interesting in that one, especially when you take into consideration the quarterback play last week against Louisiana Tech, for the sheer numbers, at least, for Southern Miss. I think that that'll certainly be a factor in this one, but I think that the running back situation for Jack State going up against the linebackers and defensive linemen that Southern Miss has, I think that'll be probably the biggest matchup in this one. I think that Cam Cook has obviously been one of the best in the nation, but I do think that this athletic front seven that it at least seems like Southern Miss has the potential to have going into the Sun Belt Conference slate, I think that that'll certainly be a factor for Cam Cook in this one.
All right, Thomas, we sure appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to an exciting game. You're going to come over and cover it?
I will unfortunately be covering high school football the night before, so then I have a wedding that Saturday, which fall weddings should be illegal anyways. But,
wrong day to have a wedding. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. Thomas, over here it's the Alabama-Georgia game. So.
We sure appreciate it, Thomas. Thanks a lot. Thomas Ashworth, everybody. From AL.com. When we come back, we're going to talk to the lady who saved this broadcast today, Michelle York, General Manager, Bokoma Casino. We're in the beautiful sports book, and it is nice. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. Glad you're with us, whatever Super Talk station you're tuned in on this afternoon, or maybe it's online. We're glad you're with us, and catch the podcast later in the day, however you find the Eagle Hour. We're just glad you do. We're also glad to be at Bokoma Casino here in Sandersville, and the general manager, Michelle York, joins us. I'd be remiss, Michelle, if I didn't thank you for saving the broadcast by hardwiring us here with moments to spare.
Oh, no problem. I'm just so glad everything worked out.
Everything worked out. We're very grateful to you. I got to tell you, the last time we were here, the sports book was on the other side, but this is beautiful. You guys have a gorgeous sportsbook facility here in Sandersville.
A lot of thought and effort was put into the design and the exactly what the customer was asking for. We put into the construction, and just even down to the decor was really thought.
Oh, it's
beautiful. Yes, it was absolutely beautiful. State of the art.
It is. No, and I've got to ask you, there is literally a line. There's a wall of people over here, and they're all at a kiosk, Quick Bet kiosk sportsbook. Tell me what that is.
That's where they can actually place their bets without going to the counter. We have minimum bets that we can actually take there versus what they want to do. It just depends on the level of betting that they want to place.
How big and successful has sportsbook become in Mississippi since it became legal?
Oh, my God. It has blown up. I mean, I was one of the project managers at Open Sportsbook first in, you know, in Mississippi. So we didn't know what we didn't know. And now looking back, I mean, it's just amazing on how the demand was here.
Mm-hmm.
The demand was here. And we could tell whenever we were at the old location where lines were just wrapped around the slot machines.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I mean, just in and out the door there were times. So we knew exactly what our audience needed, the capacity that we needed to you know, bring to the mm-hmm. casino. And it's just, it's worked out. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Is this unusual?
No.
All these people?
No. This is not even the norm. The norm is still wrapped, each and every single one
really?
Of the casinos. I mean, not the casino, because the kiosks are just uh-huh. lines and lines, as
really?
Well as the counter.
Hey, Kelly, get back over here. He's at one of the kiosks.
Yeah, we've had trouble keeping Kelly lassoed since we got him in the building. It's you know, it's casinos or restaurants, and he pretty much vanishes on us wherever we go. And
well, I heard the summons there, and I just got back. Me and my man Charles, like I said, we're about ready to, yeah. to shut this place down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us about Bokhoma. What would you like our listening audience around the state to know?
Well, you know, what I always impress with my staff, as well as just the perception of what we want to get out of Bokhoma, is that we're family. You know, you come through the door, we greet you with a smile, we listen to you, we hear you. I mean, a lot of thought and factors has been placed into this renovation, and that's why I think we are so successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a loyal customer base. They come back every single day. Mm-hmm. My staff knows them by name and vice versa. I mean, I just can't impress on how wonderful and loyal my staff is to the guests that come in every day.
You guys are keeping up with technology, too. Tell us about the app and how people can actually, like the sports guys that I like to hang around with and place bets. You can place bets on that app, yes?
Yes, we can. Whenever you come, we have beacons on the casino grounds. And as soon as you download the app and you get connected to our Wi-Fi, you can place bets as long as you have money deposited on your account. You go do that and create an account with Player Services. And the great thing is that you can even put your bets in the queue at home, but you have to come here on property to actually execute as long as you have funds on your account.
And I know they've had that a while.
We have. Yeah, you know, but people are just people. You know,
right.
They'd much rather have being at the counter, speak to somebody, and at the kiosk, take their time, place in the bed instead of being rushed. You know, but I mean, it's just been a wonderful thing, and it's just blown up. Like I said, it's just massive. The lines and how many people come from everywhere.
What percentage would you say of your business now is in the sports book?
Well, I can't take away from the gaming side
right,
of the
right,
lot.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I'm gonna say probably about maybe 30 to 40%.
So when you were able to add the sports book for Bokhoma and your parent company, that was a big deal. That was a new source of revenue.
Oh, yes, no doubt. You know, and, you know, once again, we didn't know what we didn't know because nobody had experience. We mm-hmm. actually hired somebody from Vegas that, you know, helped us yeah. get off the ground. But since then, we've had an amazing staff that has also learned, and they're still with us today. As a matter of fact, we'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary on December the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just brought a lot of different clientele, of course. And, you know, of course, it warranted different type of demands, like, you know, having a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a grab-and-go concept where mm-hmm. somebody can sit here, enjoy a meal,
watch
TV, you know, and any game. At any
right.
time, any game is playing on any one of these TVs.
One of the things that I've noticed, too, is that Bokhoma is unlike some businesses in that you give back to the community. I mean, anytime there's a charitable event going on, it seems like the banner that's out there has the Bokhoma logo
oh, yes.
and everything, and that I just really like the fact that you give back.
Well, thank you, and that's important. You know, for us to get out there and meet and you know bring a lot of the nuances of what the casino has, as well as it being affiliated with the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians. A lot of people don't know that, and they don't even know that we have a casino still to this day. I've been just so amazed. We did a tailgate at USM when they played Jackson State. We set up a tent, we handed out banners, we handed out literature, and everybody said, we didn't even know there was a casino here. Where is it?
Mm. Really?
Well, because I think a lot of people associate the casinos with near bodies of water in the state of Mississippi, whether it's Natchez or Vicksburg or down on the coast, which point is well taken.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Choctaw Indian Tribe owns this casino, correct?
That's right. Yes. Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians. Yes.
And I see those beautiful dresses out there. I have to tell you this real quick, kind of a side story. A couple of years ago, my wife were on a road trip out west, and we went to the National Native American Museum in Cody, Wyoming.
Oh.
And they just had hundreds of authentic, you know, pieces of clothing from back in history. And it's mesmerizing how talented Native American women were.
And that's all handmade.
Yes, and they sewed it with horns because they didn't have needles. And what we learned is the beads and stuff they would trade with people from Europe. And then they would take these deer horns and stuff, and that was their tools.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the most ornate, gorgeous things you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And there's two examples right there.
Right, right.
That's just beautiful. Yeah.
And
that's,
if you look over there in the corner, we have our traditional sticks and balls that, you know, and that's a Choctaw sport that we play every year during the fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously with the addition of this particular sports book, the property has expanded because, as Bob mentioned earlier, the sports book used to be on the other side of the building. So
we added approximately 7,500 square feet, which included, you know, a sit-down restaurant called Red Creek. And we have phenomenal food. The menu is just absolutely amazing. We have a lot of great reviews about the food.
So going forward, Michelle, as you try to be proactive in things, you see the casino continuing to grow? And if so, in what areas maybe?
Well, I just think technology. You know, just trying to grasp a different type and level of clientele because, you know, the younger generations, they are so skill-based. So I think, you know, that's maybe something that we will dabble in.
Correct.
And you just never know. I mean, the themes, I mean, the bells and whistles out there. And, you know, just providing like a jackpot celebration to see and let guests know that, I mean, people, hey, you can play here and win here.
And I know in Philadelphia there's an entertainment aspect that goes along with the casino and property up there.
Correct.
Have they ever toyed with maybe trying an entertainment venue on a full-time basis here in Sandersville?
We actually did talk about that, you know, and that's not off the table. We actually have an amphitheater we thought about putting over in the east side corner of our parking lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Because I know you've had live bands here before, but they've kind of been out in the parking lot.
Yes. Yeah. And, oh, my God, they bring so. The crowd is absolutely crazy.
Don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, before this segment ends, Michelle, I want you to tell me. Where do you get the most bets? The National Football League, college football, of those two?
College.
College?
Mm-hmm.
Is there much betting on baseball, Major League Baseball?
Well, I mean, you put anything out there, they're going to bet on it.
In fact,
we learned that with Kelly, really.
And exactly, if you look at the board behind us,
that's a great one.
Mixed martial arts.
Yes.
Is that right?
They've got, you can
is
bet
that
on
right?
up here. Sure.
Exactly.
Right? I'm going to guess that there's a couple big games here in the South tomorrow. I'm going to bet the LSU Ole Miss game is getting a lot of action.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. The rivalry is always there.
Yeah.
You know, it brings in the crowd. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, with us being in a central area and having a sports book here, that you can actually touch base anywhere with the teams that you want and bring in the fun.
Well, I got to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, this facility right here is a 12. This is really beautiful.
Thank you.
And I talked to my man Charles over here. He said, if you want to win big, bet against the Saints.
Oh,
all right, you said Saints. You had your picks lined up, right?
Yes.
All right, we're going to bring you back in the last segment, and we do picks every week. We want your expertise.
Okay, you got it.
All right, Michelle York, General Manager of Bocoma Casino here in Sandersville. And if you haven't been to the sports book, you really need to come. This is very,
That's
very
cool.
nice. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're broadcasting from Bocoma Casino here in Sandersville and the beautiful sports book. We were just saying that because she's here. This is very, very, very nice. We're happy to be here. We're hungry. And because you see the star of the Ben Winpickler show, Ben Winpickler, and Jessica, what is it this week? Is it Roach? Is it Pickerling? I get confused.
It's Roach this week.
Okay.
But it's going to change soon.
But they had lunch, and then they came over, and they were late helping us get set up, and we're sitting here hungry. But they're fine because they had lunch on their way over. Isn't that right?
Yes, we did.
Jessica, thank you for setting this up.
You're welcome.
Jessica set all this up. Jessica is a sales rep, of course, with the company, and she handles Bocoma Casino. And on a serious note, before we get back to our regular useful conversation, you and I are good friends with a former young man that did the marketing here for a long time, Ryan Griffin, who shockingly and sadly passed away a few months ago. And I did hear you say that when you walked back in here, he was the first person you thought about.
The Friday that he actually passed away, I was here. He was doing a radio show with someone else. I had just went to work, mm-hmm. I think, the day before with you. Mm-hmm. And so I come here because he was just always, you know, a good guy. And I was like, I can't sell radio. And he was like, well, come here and I'm going to show you. So, you know, it's just coming back here is just insane.
He was a Southern Miss supporter.
All the way.
Yeah, I love Southern Miss. And was just all around a really nice young man. All right, Dima, your first impressions here. This sportsbook, pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I never heard of this place. Of course, it took us almost 3 hours to get here.
Yeah, around 9 this morning.
But I had to make sure and eat breakfast because I knew I wasn't getting lunch. But yeah, no, it's pretty nice. I mean, I don't spend much time in casinos.
Right.
But
well, let me back up and say we could have had lunch because normally we're organized and we get set up and plenty of time to go eat. But the star of the Ben Winpickler show, I guess, was, I don't know, signing autographs or something. And
absolutely.
Jessica was out in the parking lot smoking Marlboros.
And Kelly hasn't put his pin down at all this show.
He has been totally useless. There's really little question.
Now, I'm telling you, I have been looking over, doing game picks later. I have been looking over my sheet. My man Charles has been spoon-feeding me things over here. He's got a buddy with a Watkins T-shirt. Laurel's going to go into Oak Grove tonight and get steamrolled by about 50 points. Yeah, he even admits it. But, man, this is serious business, you guys. Sports gambling is big business.
Hey, speaking of high school football, Summerall 4-0 so far on early in the season. Drew Granger, new head coach, is going to be – he's just got them going well tonight.
All right, ask this man, what's the pick of the week?
College football.
College football.
Yeah,
who what do you say?
Ole Miss with
right
the points.
Here. Does Ole Miss get points against LSU?
I think LSU wins. You're going to get the points
at home.
At home. LSU will win.
If I were a betting guy, I'd be betting on Ole Miss in that one right there. Wouldn't you, Dima?
No, I'm taking LSU.
Taking LSU, too.
We'll see the picks later in the game.
Yeah.
Later in the show.
So what are you thinking, man, about tomorrow night?
Well, there might be more people in the sports book than there are going to be in the game.
Boy, listen, you're going to cause me all kinds of trouble making statements like that. But you could
am
be
I wrong?
But you could be right.
Am I wrong?
It has
Kelly?
Been a little, you know, we were talking about that on the way over here. I don't want to get negative, but I expressed to you, I was a little surprised. I thought there would be a little more juice among the fan base with Charles Huff coming in. How do you explain it, Demon? Because they have, I mean, they're 2-2. They're not losing again like they were.
Right. No, I think, you know, you go back to what we were talking about in the car on the way over here, in our very long car ride over here.
Yeah, about an hour and a half, Jessica. We're hungry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop making jokes. glad that they were here to host us. I'm glad we got to be here.
Of course.
Number one, I really think it's just too expensive to go to Southern Miss games. If you don't have season tickets, I just think it's too expensive, number one. It's a lot to take your whole family out there. You know, let's just say it's $50 a ticket. You got four people in your family. That's $200. You got to find a place to park. Then you know your kids are going to want concessions, so you got to go get concessions. It's way overpriced. I mean, you're getting into $350 days. You know, so I think that's a big problem. I really think that, you know, it's just a hard sell. I don't know why it is, but it's a harder sell now than it was 10 years ago. And I think you just seen the repercussions.
There's no question.
It's a hard sell to get people out there.
But can I play devil's advocate when you, and I hear what you're saying, Dima, but if you take that same family and try to go to an Ohio State game, you're talking, you talk about $350 for the whole family going to a Southern Miss game. You'd be lucky for one person. To get into an Ohio State game for $350.
But it matters.
But I guess we could conclude all of it's too expensive around the country.
It is. No, sports in general is too expensive. But the thing is, like, the thing with, like, the Ohio State thing is, like, not just Ohio State, any big program like that, it's a lot different going to Ole Miss, LSU. And it's just, we have to be honest about it. It's a lot different going to Ole Miss, LSU, you know, several other games across the country, Alabama, Georgia, you know, Penn State, Oregon. It's a lot different going to those games than going to the Rock.
Does it bother you, though, generally speaking, that your average working class family of four, young man, young wife, two little kids, they've, in a lot of ways, Dima, they've been priced out of participating in college athletics?
Yeah, I think it's a good argument. There's a lot of money in it now. It's very expensive. It's expensive to go to football games. It's expensive to go to baseball games. It's expensive. And it's not just college football. I mean, it's sports across the board. You're looking at NFL games. I mean, you were talking about Kelly with the Dolphins and the Bengals, you know, with the prices there. And the Dolphins are horrible.
And so is Cincinnati.
Right. And so they're still paying $400 a ticket there. So, you know, I don't really see it turning around any faster. You know, we were talking about they got to have the money to pay for $11 million buyouts.
And that's the irony, Kelly. All we hear about is the athletes have to be paid. The athletes have to be paid. The coaches are making sinful amounts of money. Everybody's got to get a piece of the pie except the fan. And the fan doesn't get the piece of the pie, and the fan's expected to foot the bill.
But the biggest part of that piece of the puzzle, I think, that affects people the most are concessions. And I don't know if it's the schools to blame. I don't know if it's the concessions companies to blame. But when a hamburger is $12,
right,
and an adult
beverage. Not including the chips and the drink.
Yeah, and an adult beverage might be. And I was seeing at University of Florida. I was at a Florida Vanderbilt baseball game last spring. $18 for a regular size beer.
And let me be clear on something I said a minute ago. I said it matters for bigger games. The tradition is still just as tradition here at Southern Miss that it is at all the other big schools. The tradition doesn't change, but Southern Miss fans have to admit that at the end of the day, in the college football world, the result of tomorrow's game does not matter in the grand scheme of things in college football. The result of an Alabama game each week, the result of a Georgia game each week, LSU, any other team that is consistently competing for national championships, it matters to every single week. So you have to pay a pretty penny for that. So I'm not saying that Southern Miss has less tradition than Alabama, Ohio State, all those teams. Still just as great tradition. Great, and I hope people go out. And I'm not saying that. It's just the reality we live in, that in the grand scheme of things, tomorrow's game does not matter in college football.
Well, and let's just be honest. Southern Miss hasn't won much in the last years. And if you're back competing for a Sun Belt championship, if you go out there with the expectation every week, man, they can win this game. You know, this is one step closer to a good bowl game. Then I think you're going to see more fans come.
Right,
but I think it's a little unfair to expect people to criticize people who say, you know, I want to wait and see what happens. It's going to cost me $300 to go, and I want them to start winning more. I think that's a fair assessment for fans to make.
And the other thing that hasn't been mentioned in this discussion was when Southern Miss joined the Sun Belt and everybody was excited about the ESPN family of signals.
Yep.
Well, ESPN Plus, look, ESPN Plus is affecting gate numbers.
They're helping. No, they're hurting everybody.
It's not just a Southern Miss thing.
No,
it's across the board. So at what time do athletic directors crunch the numbers on what ESPN or Plus and the conference is putting in the coffers, as opposed to saying, okay, we're going to opt out. There ain't going to be any ESPN Plus for our home games in order for us for you to see us, right, you've got to come.
Because for many, 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 many years, you would go to the game or you didn't see your team play.
Correct.
Yeah, no, that was the bottom line. That has to have had a big
impact. And it wasn't like that, like that long ago. It was like six or seven
years
ago.
That's exactly correct.
2018, 17. I mean, if you would be searching on Facebook and stuff for a live stream.
And so you're more prone to go buy a ticket and go to the stadium because I'm not going to get to see them play otherwise.
Right.
Right. And if you don't think winning matters, try to buy a baseball ticket.
At Southern Miss.
At Southern Miss. Right. Try to buy a baseball ticket at Southern Miss. See what you get.
And how many times do people who give money to the athletic department say, no, 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 I want this to go to baseball? You know, if you're a true Southern Miss
fan. People do that?
I know one person sitting at this table that probably does. But if you're a true Southern Miss fan, it shouldn't matter.
Could I give money to this, like, to Super Talk, and they'll pay for my lunch?
No, I was going to say there are a lot of
that's
people.
That's what Jessica was supposed
to do. You can sponsor a segment.
A sponsor. The Dima Mixon segment.
When Michelle comes
Nobody would listen to
when
that.
Michelle comes back, we're going to ask her what she thought about Jessica refusing to buy the Eagle Hour guys.
She's Team Jessica.
We have a lot of picks to get to, so we're going to have to get to them quick.
Michelle York is going to be our guest picker.
All right.
We'll be right back. Bo Coma Casino at Sandersville.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road at Bo Coma Casino in Sandersville. And I got to tell you, it's just gorgeous. And it's very, very impressive what's happened here. And this young lady with us, Michelle York's largely responsible for that. She's the GM here. And again, Michelle, you've done a wonderful job. This is really neat. This would just be a good place to come watch NFL football on Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
And you notice there's NHL hockey on TV too, Bob. So there are people that like NHL.
I've noticed actually there are 26 TVs in here, and it's on one.
Well, but that's about
and I think it's a rerun.
That's about proportional.
All right, we got a lot of picks to get to, but first, a point of clarification. I said in the last segment that the Southern Miss game in the grand scheme of things does not matter. I want to clarify that before people clip that and roast me on Twitter, what I'm meaning by that is for the coaches and the players, it matters. For us who follow Southern Miss every day, the tradition matters. All the games matter in that regard. I'm just saying that Kirk Herbstreit isn't going to come on College Game Day every single week and talk about Southern Miss. That's what I'm meaning.
I have a text here from Jeremy McLean. Ask Dima to call me as soon as the show ends, okay?
It matters very much to all the listeners and the players and the coaches. It does.
Keep digging, Dima.
Yeah, no, Dima, stop
talking. I just
want
to clarify that before.
Just stop.
Okay.
Trust me.
Let's get to the picks.
And personally, let me thank you for saying that.
Georgia Southern on the road at JMU. 17.5 point underdogs.
All right.
The over-under is 58.5.
Let's let Michelle go first because she's got her – this lady's pretty – in fact, I want to write down everything Michelle said. Right, go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I have to tell a funny story. When I first started here 5 years ago and I did one of these live remotes, I had the question, like, how do you choose – who you pick.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, the color of the uniforms.
Oh, no.
Good job.
No, 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 no. And then you won.
I did.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's hear this first one. What did it tell her?
Georgia again? Southern at JMU.
Georgia.
Georgia Southern, okay.
Georgia Southern and the points.
All right.
I don't bet against James Madison, boys.
James who?
Damn Madison. I got James Madison.
All right. I'm going to take Georgia Southern in the points as well. I think they're going to win outright as well. Arkansas State at ULM, 1.5-point favorite, the Warhawks.
Well, I like Arkansas State and 1.5 points.
Arkansas State is the better team.
Yep.
Louisiana Monroe is playing much better than Arkansas State. I like the Warhawks to win outright.
Wow.
I'm going to say ULM.
I'm going to take Arkansas State as well. Right. LSU, number 4 at LSU at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 1-point favorite. The over-under is 56.5.
LSU.
Have you seen any bets being placed on Ole Miss and LSU?
A few. Yeah, a couple.
I'm going to take Ole Miss at home and points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. That.
Well, it's a 1-point spread, so it's basically a pick 'em.
I mean, look, if Ole Miss is going to legitimize itself on the national stage, it has to win one of these games. Mm-hmm. And I think tomorrow they've come up with a defense in Oxford. I like the Rebels to win.
I like LSU. I think they're going to be able to move the ball a lot on Ole Miss, and I think they'll be able to – their defense will hold on there at the end. Ohio State, number 1 Ohio State at Washington. Washington is an 8-point underdog. The over-under is 51.5.
At Ohio State?
At Washington.
Oh, at Washington. I'm still going with the Buckeyes. I think they're pretty big.
Talk about games that don't matter. I'll take Ohio State.
I have Ohio as well.
I'm going to have Washington with the points, but Ohio State wins the game outright. Oregon, number 6 Oregon at Penn State. This is the whiteout, so 3.5-point favorites for the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Oregon.
No, I like Penn State. I think they get it done.
I like the Ducks. I think they're pretty good.
I like Oregon, too, and that's for my man. Number 17, Alabama at number 5, Georgia. The line is 3-point favorites for the Bulldogs.
Georgia's going to beat the tar out of Alabama.
Alabama's playing pretty well, but I think Georgia wins.
Only choice is Georgia.
All right, Georgia. Yeah. I think Georgia wins by 2 touchdowns.
Because this could be this man's last year at Alabama.
Yes. Do we have any Sun Belt games?
Well, we're going to get there.
Okay.
We already picked Georgia Southern.
You want to interrupt the man?
Number 15, Tennessee at Mississippi State.
Mississippi State gets 8 points at home. State's better than people think they are. I like State and the points.
All right.
No, I like State and the points.
Tennessee?
I have Tennessee.
Yeah.
Same. I have Tennessee as well. All right, Southern Miss at Jackson.
I'm going with the general manager's pick.
Jacksonville State at Southern Miss. Southern Miss is a 3.5-point favorite.
In a game that matters.
It's 55.5. It definitely matters to all of us.
Is my lunch come
just? Just like just like the office hours at the unemployment office matter to Dima now.
Southern Miss wins the game. Southern Miss wins the game by 10 points.
No, they upset me last week. I thought Southern would win at Louisiana Tech, and they didn't. They let me down. I got to take the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
This is what matters. What does Michelle say?
The Gamecocks.
Wow. Two Jacksonville States. I picked Southern Miss to win 41-34. Okay. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I would take the over, 55.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much for having us here
Putting up with us. So much fun.
What's the biggest betting game of the weekend, you think?
It's going to be Laurel and Oak Grove, isn't it? Laurel getting 100 and they still won't cover?
It's going to be the Ole Miss game.
Is it?
Yes.
Far and away.
Yes.
That gentleman right over here was just telling us. He's up at your kiosk right now. He's betting on Ole Miss, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I know he is.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been a
pleasure
to come here. Thank you for helping us out at the start of the broadcast.
Anytime.
And we look forward to coming back real soon.
Well, thank you so much.
You want to have a great weekend. Have a lot of fun. Bocoma Casino here in Sandersville. Come place your bets on your favorite team, and you're really going to like this beautiful sports book here in Sandersville. All right, that wraps up the week. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're back Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.